Track 4, child hurt at tourist attraction. A 5-year-old child has been severely injured in a Teignbridge tourist attraction. Members of Dartmoor Search and Rescue from Ashburton were alerted by paramedics to Beckie Falls near Manerton, where the child was reported to have been hurt. The search and rescue team helped ambulance crews with the incident, which happened at 12:25 p.m. on Sunday. No details have been given about the nature of the incident or the extent of the child's injuries. Dartmoor Search and Rescue said 17 of its volunteers were involved and were eventually stood down about an hour later. The young child was transferred to hospital in Bristol by air ambulance. Beckie Falls declined to comment on the incident when contacted. A spokesman for the search and rescue team said the team were contacted by Southwestern Ambulance Service at 12:24 p.m. to provide assistance with a severely injured 5-year-old child at Beckie Falls. One of our team doctors was nearby and made his way directly to the location. Initial team members arriving at the location also offered assistance to the paramedics on site.
Sun, sea, sand and free legal advice. Buckets, spades and ice creams are essential for a beach trip, but anyone heading to Tynmouth Seafront next Wednesday, 5th of June, between 10 and 3:30 will be able to get free legal advice as well. Law students from the University of Exeter are bringing their Law on the Beach Community Law Clinic to Tynmouth Yacht Club. The pro bono sessions will offer confidential advice on a range of issues, including housing, employment and immigration. The students will have guidance from Tynmouth-based solicitor Scott Richards during the sessions. Based on a similar initiative run by the University of Newcastle Law School in Australia, Law on the Beach will support people impacted by the cost of living crisis who may be in desperate need of legal assistance, while providing students with valuable learning opportunities. This initiative not only addresses a critical societal need, but also provides our students with invaluable practical experience, said University of Exeter Law School Associate Professor in Law, Dr. Craig Newbury-Jones. By working alongside experienced professionals and tackling real-world legal challenges, our students will develop the skills and empathy needed to be effective advocates for justice, he added.
Police appeal after the death on the A38. Police are appealing for witnesses and information following a road traffic collision on the southbound carriageway of the A38. The collision occurred between Drumbridges and Chudley Knighton at 20 to 11 in the evening on Saturday, May the 25th. Emergency services were called to the scene where one person, a local woman in her 20s, died. Her next of kin have been informed. The A38 was closed in both directions while officers attended and carried out a detailed investigation of the scene. The road was fully reopened at around 12:30 midday on Sunday, May the 26th. Enquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances. If you know anyone who witnessed the incident or have any information or dashcam footage that could help with enquiries, please contact the police by calling 101 and quoting log 1065 of 25/5/24.
Healthcare staff recognised at event. A fundraiser at Newton Abbott Hospital has been recognised at an award event. Jill Wallash was one of three people to win the Charity Champion Award at Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust's annual Our People celebration. The event took place at the Riviera Centre in Torquay, where about 300 winners, nominees and sponsors were in attendance. The Charity Champion Award was presented to Jill and Jane Reed and Cheryl McKinnon, who, between them, have raised more than £20,000 for the Torbay and South Devon NHS charity on top of their busy day jobs. Jill, from Temple Award at Newton Abbott Community Hospital, was described as continually leading fundraising for the ward. She has organised raffles, sponsored events, craft sales on the ward to raise funds. She has also herself fundraised by taking part in sponsored events for the ward and coordinated others to participate. Liz Davenport, Chief Executive of Torbay and South Desert NHS Foundation Trust, who co-hosted the ceremony, along with Chairman Sir Richard Ibbotson, said, "We are tremendously grateful for the contribution that every single one of our 7,000-strong team makes. The annual Our People celebration is an opportunity for us to say a special thank you to everyone who has been recognised in one of the award schemes." As well as celebrating those who had won awards during the previous year, Dr. Freddie Sweeting and the Breast Care Unit were named winners of the prestigious Individual and Team Our People's Choice Award, respectively, which members of the public voted for in their thousands. Young Devon was crowned the winner of the People's Award, which is given once a year to colleagues from partner organisations who make a difference to people who use Torbay and South Devon services. Sir Richard, who is soon to leave after 10 years as chairman, said, "Congratulations to all our winners and thank you to all of our people who do incredible things each and every day."
Firefighters' car wash raises over a grand. A Teignbridge Fire Crews charity car wash raised more than £1,000. The Great and the Good from Bevy Tracy Fire Station held their annual car wash in aid of the firefighters charity on Saturday, 25th of May. A massive thanks to our generous community for supporting our car wash, a spokesman for the station said. We were able to raise a grand total of £1,552, he added.